Welcome to Outbeat Collage Out in the Arts. I'm Gary Carnevale here in the KRCB studios with my co-host Michaela Kennan. Our engineer Eric Black, and helping us with Pledge tonight is Mary Moore Campagna. We have a full lineup of folks who have organized several events in celebration of LGBT Pride here in Sonoma County. Later we'll chat with Mary Egenberg, aka Sister Scarlet Billows, who is heading up the Sonoma County Pride Planning Committee. She'll be here to talk about what will certainly be the most diverse and entertaining Pride Fest and festival to date. We'll also chat with Gary Saperstein and Mark Vogel about their Gay Wine Weekend, which will offer 3 days of performances and parties in Sonoma Valley. First up is DJ Lori Z, who is now producing and spinning at a new monthly LGBT dance party in Sebastopol called Fresh. There's a lot to get to, but first, here's Greg Moraglia with Outbeat Radio News and Calendar.
Say it. Tell it like it is.
Good evening. This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, May 15th, 2011. Earlier this week, Rear Admiral Mark L. Tidd, Chief Navy Chaplain, had given the go-ahead to perform weddings for same-sex couples in states where marriage equality had been legalized, following the impending repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But Tidd reversed his course late Thursday, writing that his guidance is suspended pending additional legal and policy review and interdepartmental coordination. Tidd's about-face comes after an outcry in recent days from a group of Republican lawmakers who want to bar same-sex weddings at base facilities, as well as religious conservative groups that have long railed against any change in the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, wrote in a Tuesday blog post that Tidd's guidance was an affront to the Defense of Marriage Act, which prohibits federal recognition of gay marriages. And here locally, once a year, the staff at Food for Thought, Sonoma County's AIDS food bank, gathered together to choose a volunteer who exemplifies the spirit, devotion, and commitment of the entire crew of over 500 volunteers. This is never an easy task because Food for Thought is known to have the most dedicated and passionate staff in Sonoma County. This year, it took 2 people to fill the role of volunteer, or should we say volunteers of the year for 2011. The nonprofit announced this week that they've chosen to honor partners in life and partners in volunteering, Rodney DeMartini and Frederick Castle. Both men were initially drawn to Food for Thought following many years of dedication to AIDS education and advocacy. Rodney came to the food bank 7 years ago after leaving his active ministry as a priest. He started volunteering as a food fairy and found a wonderful giving family spirit that nourished his soul. Rodney now devotes countless hours as head of the organization's budget committee, leads the way on the human race team, and spends his long Saturday shifts organizing food in the freezer and even cleaning the bathrooms. Frederick joined the crew 6 years ago as a volunteer at Calabash after years of AIDS activism and involvement in Southern California. He was soon recruited for the board of directors and is now the board vice president. Frederick brings enthusiasm to all of the projects he's part of: the program committee, Celebration Pathway, Calabash, and working behind the scenes in the office on the organization's annual campaign. Frederick first responded to the AIDS pandemic 30 years ago when he read a newspaper article about the new, quote, gay cancer. Rodney said, "We're both very excited about being honored as Volunteers of the Year. My own involvement began at a time in my life when I was suffering from depression and really going through a dark valley. My therapist recommended I stop isolating myself and do some volunteer work. I've been doing AIDS work for decades and was drawn to Food for Thought. When I first started, I was quiet and stayed in the background. My partner volunteered a year later, and when the staff realized we had experience with nonprofits, we were asked to get more involved. The clients are welcoming and nurturing and helped bring me out of a very dark place." In addition to their volunteer work with Food for Thought, the couples run the Rural Food Project for 26 years in Occidental that feeds 120 local families each month. Rodney added, "Food for Thought is a diverse community of men and women from all walks of life who come together to provide nutritional food and support for over 650 clients. What makes the organization so well respected is that everyone knows it has a great staff, is well run, and that a special spirit permeates the place. The wisdom of the people who founded it and all of the people who have served there know we need to keep the needs of our clients first." Congratulations to you both. Now here's your calendar of upcoming events. On Monday, May 16th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., Jesse's parent support group will meet at the Positive Images building, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. This is a parent support group for both English and Spanish-speaking families. On Tuesday, May 17th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m., the trans group will also meet at Positive Images. This group is for trans-identified and questioning individuals and their families and friends. And on Thursday, May 19th, from 9:30 to 11 a.m., Spectrum hosts the Novato Senior Breakfast at Sam's Place, 1545 South Novato Boulevard in Novato. This is a group for those men and women who are at least 50. And on Friday, May 20th at 10:30 a.m., the Sonoma Valley Seniors Group will meet at the Vintage House Senior Center, 264 First Street in Sonoma. And on Saturday, May 21st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Food for Thought Food Drive will take place at several locations, including the Bicentennial Lucky, Mendocino Safeway, Pacific Market, and the Petaluma Lucky. If you have an event you'd like to share with our listeners, you can tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatradio.com. Just click on Outbeat News. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Collage, right here on KRCB-FM Santa Rosa.
Thanks, Greg and Gary. I'm Michaela Kennan. Before we get on the ball here and chat with DJ Lori Z, let's talk a bit about how you can keep local programming like Outbeat Radio on the air on KRCB Public Radio. This is Pledge Month, as you know, and Pledge Month enables us to keep member-supported and community-powered public radio online, especially reaching the LGBT community. For the $40 basic level, you can get a coupon for a 10-ounce can of coffee from TaylorMade Coffee, $60 annual, just $5 a month, a certificate for TaylorMade Coffee, and your choice of a CD. Paul Simon, Alison Krauss, Emmylou Harris, Katie Lang, four great choices, all yours for $60 a year, just $5 a month. On the $84 annual level, $7 a month, a certificate for TaylorMade Coffee and one of the following: a KRCB t-shirt, 6 heirloom tomato plants from the OAEC, and 2 tickets to the Pride Dance Fresh on June 4th. $120 annual, $12 a month. On that level, you all not only get the certificate for TaylorMade Coffee and one of the following: 2 CDs and or 2 tickets to Out in the Vineyard Twilight Tea Dance on June 18th. This is community-supported radio. You can reach us at krcb.org. Feel free to pledge online, or better yet, give us a call right here in studio, 707-584-2020. We are live tonight.
Thanks, Michaela. We're thrilled to have an actual radio personality with us tonight. DJ Lori Z hosted a number of radio shows in the Bay Area before venturing out on her own to play music on her own terms. Lori Z now spins on her own terms at private parties, festivals, and special events. Her latest endeavor is Fresh, a monthly LGBT dance party that kicked off May 1st. Welcome to Outbeat Collage, Lori Z.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I took it as a great sign on my drive in from Sebastopol. A double rainbow arched in the sky. Very unusual to see in this evening. So I think that's a great omen to start the show with.
That sure is. I missed it. I was coming in from the other area. The other direction. The other direction. So talk a bit about what prompted you to take a stab at hosting a new LGBT dance party.
Well, There are so few venues for the LGBT community to gather at these days. I mean, living in Sonoma County, of course, most places are very gay friendly. But, you know, it's hard to find a place that you know you can go and it's going to be a party of some kind. And so that's what I wanted to create, was a friendly place, a friendly environment for anybody who likes to have a good time, whether it be dancing, just hanging out. The venue that I found that I'm so excited about is Aubergine in Sebastopol. So you can, you know, get a great meal, have a lovely cocktail, sit out on the patio if you choose, or dance all night long.
So how did you come to host Fresh at Aubergine, and what is Aubergine?
Well, Aubergine is a vintage clothing store and emporium, and it is very unique in its itself. I discovered it because I live in Sebastopol, and it had been a very large antique mall. And then one day I noticed it was different. It had a different sign in front, and I thought, well, what's this? So I went in and checked it out, and I just thought, this is really cool. And then down the line, I don't know how long they were open as a clothing store before they sort of morphed into this nightclub and restaurant. May have been close to a year before that became into existence. But they sectioned off a part of this huge warehouse-like building and then, you know, created another great spot in Sebastopol to be able to hang out at.
So are all the parties going to be tea dances?
Well, my idea was to create the first Sunday of the month so people would get familiar that that was always happening. As we were creating the event and we were looking at the first Sundays, we were looking at the first weekends, and then June was, of course, the Pride weekend for Sonoma County. So I thought, well, we got to change it. So it's gotten a little bit skewed in that the first party, which is was a tea dance, and it was a lot of fun on May 1st. We'll never forget it because that night we also found out about Osama bin Laden. So the end of the night,
it
was
day.
Yeah, it was, you know, I'll never forget the first fresh party and Osama dead. But anyway, that was really fun. And then I decided to do the Saturday night party as part of the Pride celebration for Sonoma County. So it didn't make sense because then the big Pride parade and everything
festival.
Is going to be on Sunday. So that will be, Guerneville will be, you know, pretty much taking over that spot that I'm trying to create on the first Sundays of the month. And then for July, I realized that that weekend is kind of like a three-day weekend, and the Sunday night that I'll be doing it is kind of like a Saturday night. So I know it sounds very confusing, but ultimately it will probably go to the first Sunday of the month.
Okay. So have you planned further in advance than the July party?
No, we have stopped at July. We want to see how people respond to the fact that this is happening. I really encourage you all to come out to Aubergine and check it out. It's a great spot for many, many reasons, but you supporting an LGBT event there is very important. And it's super easy to find. So, I mean, you can look it up on aubergineafterdark.com for directions and all the different things they have going on there nightly, the different parties, and even their food menu. And you can get a glimpse into the vintage clothing store as well.
Great. So what type of music do you spin?
Well, I've always been known for playing a great variety of music. I know a lot of DJs tend to specialize in a certain genre. I have an appreciation for most styles of music, so my own listening habits tend to be very eclectic. So I take that into my dance DJ work as well. But I do customize events to whatever someone hires me to do. I mean, if somebody says I want an all 70s disco night, well, then so be it. but basically, my style is to kind of see who's there and go with the flow, if you will. And then just see how people respond and pay attention to that. And I do take requests, which is another very unusual thing for a club DJ.
Right.
Most people, most DJs, I mean, you're busy. I have to admit, you're busy, you know, so it is hard to talk to people. It's loud and all that stuff. But I don't mind taking requests. I like to know what people, what kind of music people like to dance to.
Mm-hmm. So talk about the art of mixing songs.
The art of mixing songs. Well, I really try not to sound like a jukebox. So in other words, as a musician myself, I'm very into musicality and the way that things fit together or flow together or seg together or mix together. There's many different ways to explain how that happens. I work on a real kind of a subconscious level because I rarely excuse me, I rarely plan out my sets because I'm always paying attention to who's there. And I have all this stuff in the back of my brain somehow. And so I just kind of go, I'm always just thinking on my feet, deciding what I'm going to play pretty much at the last minute. I mean, with a pride party, I do have certain ideas in mind. Like in the promotion, it says that I'll be spinning funk, house, club classics, and pride anthems. So, you know, there's four genres right there that I'll be focusing on. But, you know, anything could happen.
So how did you hone your craft?
I mentioned that I am a musician, and I thought, oh, gee, I don't know if I can make a living as a musician. So as a young person, I thought it would be easier to make a living in radio.
Imagine that.
And that's why I had to preface that thought with as a young person. it hasn't been any easier. But I did do radio for the first 15 years of my DJing. My last radio show was in this very studio. So, but prior to that, I worked at The Crush, Coffee FM, KVRE, which is a very beloved station from days gone by here in Sonoma County, one of the last of what was known as freeform radio stations where DJs actually picked the music. Oh my God, it's unheard of. And I do love the medium of radio very much. I always will, and I'm really happy to be here to kind of have a feeling of nostalgia and deja vu.
Right. Back in the studio again.
Yes.
So what made you walk away from it all?
I just was really frustrated with not having any kind of creative control over the music. I still, you know, when somebody hires me, I respect what they want me to play. So in a way, it's similar to being in commercial radio where they're, you know, telling you this is your list of music and this is how you do it. But when I have a little, I definitely have more creative control. I mean, people give me guidelines, but then I use my sensibility of the flow, as I've mentioned before, and just kind of go with that.
So what are or were some of your favorite places to spin here in the North Bay when you were spinning in clubs?
Well, I always have different events going on. One of my big highlights of my life was 21 pool parties for the Women's Weekend in at the Triple R Resort, which is now unfortunately closed. So
it's got to be some kind of world record. Call the Guinness people.
Yeah, that was really, I considered that a signature event for many years because, women came from really all over the world for that event. And we raised a lot of money to help women with breast cancer issues and to support the Russian River Health Center. And so it was just a really fun party where we were, creating money for a good cause as well. I don't think there's anything much better than that, is partying with a awesome end result. So that I would say was was a great decade of my life. Those were, they used to have Women's Weekend twice a year, and then things changed. Everything's always changing. You know, what are you going to do? Recently, I did a couple of big events in Marin County, a New Year's event that Betty Sullivan put on, who's very known in the gay and lesbian community for supporting various events. She's been in the gay and lesbian parade down in San Francisco.
Betty's List.
Yes, Betty's List. So I did a New Year's event with her just this past year. That was so much fun at the Spinnaker restaurant, which is right on the water in Sausalito, and that was just a blast. I mean, everything was just top-notch, and I had a great time, and I think everybody who was there did as well. I also did another event with Betty for Halloween. It was at a different venue. I believe it's called Ondine, and it was also on the water in Sausalito. It was a Halloween party, and I had a lot of fun with that because I wanted to think up a costume that, you know, because I had to be DJing, I couldn't really have a hat on or
mask.
Yeah, so I tried to think of something that I could do that would be fairly easy, and I was actually Justin Bieber for Halloween. So it was...
I can see it.
Yeah, I you know, I did the bangs forward and, you know, I tweaked it. If you go to my Facebook page, you can see photos from that. And I do want to plug that right now. If you don't mind, go to DJ Lori Z and like my public profile because that's where I'm going to be listing all of my events. So it'd be really great if you could go over there and like it.
What is it like to be a DJ set adrift with hundreds of lesbians on an Olivia Cruz? Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, I think I'm getting red just thinking about it. Well, that was definitely a highlight in my career. I did a cruise to Alaska with Olivia and also a Club Med in Sonora Bay, Mexico. Wow. I would definitely recommend it. It's a lot of fun. They really cater it to the, you know, they make it a point to hire lesbian entertainers and comedians and DJs. And they just really make it a memorable experience. Mm-hmm. And I think the most memorable part of it for me was, you know, I would be in the disco from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. every night. And I had to do that, you know, for 6 nights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would take me a few hours to unwind. And so at the most I could sleep on an Olivia cruise would be maybe 4 hours or I would miss everything. So I just remember that it was like 2 weeks to recover from each trip. And so... It was fun.
A busy, busy woman.
It was a lot of fun.
Excellent. So remind us again about the upcoming parties.
Yes. Okay. So sorry, I'm kind of, I wish I could say, yes, the first Sunday of the month, but we're still kind of evolving. What's really important is your presence at these parties. So the next one will be to celebrate Sonoma County Pride. That'll be Saturday night, June 4th. I know a lot of people will be going to the awesome comedy event at the Wells Fargo Center, which has been a tradition for, what, 17 years now?
Mm-hmm. 17 years.
And they used to have a dance in the lobby, but I think having the dance at Aubergine is definitely a better environment for it. So I hope if you are going to comedy that you'll come on down to Aubergine afterwards and continue the celebration. And then, of course, on Sunday, the big celebration out in Guerneville.
Excellent. We want to thank you for joining us, Lori Z, and you've brought some music.
Yes, I brought a favorite pride anthem, as I call it. So if you can just let that spin, that'd be great.
Great.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
Deeper love inside, and I call it pride. A deeper love. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Michaela Kennan, and we are back on Outbeat Collage. I'm deliciously pleased to introduce Gary Saperstein and Mark Vogel from Out in the Vineyard Travel. I believe it would be called Out in the Vineyard Wine Country Event and Travel Company, a gay-owned and operated business based right here in Sonoma County and Sonoma.
Sonoma itself, proper is right? Where Sonoma our offices proper. Are.
But
we really do span all of wine country. The idea is actually it's wine country. It's got so many great areas that we don't want to do things specifically in one area. So we do events in Napa and Healdsburg and West County and Sonoma as well.
Excellent, excellent. So my question is, did you bring wine?
I told you we should have brought
you
some wine,
did.
Gary.
We talked about it, actually.
The people before us were drinking kombucha tea. You know, we can certainly be drinking some wine.
We'll go get it. We'll get some.
I would like that.
You have to come out with us, and we'll go.
Come out of the vineyard
out
with
in
us.
The vineyard.
Out in the vineyard with
is
us.
Is it true that life is really one big gay Cabernet? Is that it? Oh,
big
yeah.
Big Cabernet and maybe an occasionally Fumé.
And then some.
And pleasurable Pinot.
A little
Zin, those kinds of things.
As it were.
All right, so Out in the Vineyard, it is a business that offers and promotes exclusive luxury events and experiential tours of all the various facets of wine country as we know it here in Napa mm-hmm. and Sonoma.
Indeed.
Talk to us a little bit more about how it caters to the LGBT community and promotes.
Great. Well, you know, Out in the Vineyard, Gary and I started this business a few years ago. This is really going on Twilight Tea Dance, which we'll come back to, is our third time producing this event. But we started looking around and seeing this sort of growth in the market, or at least some more LGBT community coming up here. And I work in the wine business as well. And I would constantly be getting calls from friends from all over the country saying, where do I go? What do I do? How do I get that special treatment? How do I get, you know, maybe the special barrel tasting? Or where can we go, my husband or my girlfriend, go and feel safe? And Gary has about 15 years in restaurant, and I come out of the wine business, and we know where to go, and we can have access to gay winemakers and put on winemaker dinners, and you know, we thought it was a great fit. So a couple of years ago, actually, I pitched the idea to Gary and another friend of ours in Sonoma, and initially, I have to say, I got a little bit of laughter, a little scorn, saying, oh, it'll never happen, Gary being in the business for a long time, and we started seeing this growth, and we did this litmus test at Behringer 2 years ago. They said, how can we have some traffic here? And I said, let's have a tea dance and see. This was in June, and they sort of looked at me. First they said, that's a great idea. What's
drink,
a tea dance?
Drink tea?
And so I said, okay, we're going to go to Gay 101 and started talking about what a tea dance was, a fun afternoon, just a really fun, light event, and we'll have it at Behringer, and they agreed, and it was an amazing eye-opener. We had about 350 people there, and the buzz was incredible. Nobody could believe an established traditional institution winery like Behringer, who's been around since the 1850s, would do that and embrace the community. It was Prop 8 was going down, all kinds of stuff, and you know, ill will sort of across the board for the community nationally, on the national level. When Behringer did that, or when we did that with Twilight Tea Dance, it was an eye-opener. We said the community came out, not the gay community, the wine country community mm-hmm, came out
exactly.
in support of us as a community. And we said, we can do this. We're a viable community here, and let's do it. And so Gary said, yes, you're right. We can mm-hmm. do this, and we launched Out in the Vineyard.
Right. And since then, it's just been actually almost heartwarming, the response from the community in wanting to be a part of what we're doing and sponsor what we're doing and open up their wineries and homes and vineyards to this community at large.
We've had people come to us who have second homes here and say, or people who have retired from tech and said, we hear what you're doing. We would love to host you guys at our house. You can come have a private dinner here. Or we've had winemakers reach out to us and say, come bring your community to our wineries. I grew up in Healdsburg, and I've never seen that. You know, growing up here obviously was a very different time, although I'm not that old. You know, in the early 2000s, it was a much different time. It was great to have that community embrace us. And we've had this year, we're doing Twilight Tea Dance in Sonoma again like last year, and we have 15 wineries.
Excellent.
Who reached out and said, we're in.
Yeah.
You know, what can
good.
We do?
Good.
Mm-hmm. And other amazing organizations, restaurants.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
been amazing from, I mean, now, as you said, we're producing this year, we're sort of expanding the outreach of what we did with Twilight Tea Dance to include what we're calling Gay Wine Weekend, mm-hmm. 3 days of LGBT events. And as said, I mean, sponsors from, you know, host hotels like MacArthur Place in Sonoma, the Flamingo Resort in Santa Rosa, you know, Beautiful Places is renting out a villa for to anybody who wants to do something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing. The Lodge at Sonoma, which is a Marriott owned hotel, is doing right. a living out proud package. I mean, so that's just absolutely amazing. You know, Comcast came out as a sponsor with us, along with, you know, I mean, who else?
Well, we had the one that
Sonoma
just
Magazine.
Was amazing. .429 is a national gay and lesbian networking organization. They do events in New York and Chicago and Los Angeles for business networking. And they reached out and said, we want to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's amazing to have that kind of response, not just from here, but across the country, national organizations. And so, you know, just with a little idea a couple years ago to now growing it to Gay Wine yeah. Weekend. And the goal is, you know, this is sort of another litmus test or proof of concept. Our goal is to eventually grow to Gay Wine Week, where we're having 7 to 10 days, like Aspen Gay Ski Week, of luxury events and wine events where people can come and just experience the lifestyle here and be themselves and be out in the vineyard.
So when people come and go on a 3-day package or yeah. come to experience Wine Weekend, is it a matter of kind of like the tour bus routine, or do you actually get to literally go into the vineyards and hang out in the barrel room? And
literally out in the vineyard. You know, as Mark was saying, what we have to offer is that we're wine country insiders. Right. That's really what we're about. That, you know, we know the winemakers. We know so many people in the industry because of just what we've been doing for the last, say, you know, 15 years here in wine country. So, you know, it's easy to come here and do wine. It's easy to do it on your own.
Yeah, sure.
You know, get a
sure.
car, you know,
jump
make reservations and just mm-hmm. drive up and down the mm-hmm. Highway 29 or Highway 12. It's easy to do that. But we know people
unless
where
you're
we
in the
can
know,
take
right?
you right. Unless you're in the know, you know, we can do things with you that you just can't get to do on your own. We just, for instance, you know, a few last
March.
Month it was, we actually took a travel writer from London who had contacted us, and we
he heard about the game.
We
train.
Right,
wow.
And we took him to some wineries, but then we ended up though at a friend's private home out in the middle of the vineyards right. mm-hmm. with one of mm-hmm. our gay winemakers from our train mm-hmm. and
did
a
Greg
Bjornstad, absolutely, and did a private wine tasting in this fabulous home out in the vineyard with a fabulous lunch. The fireplace was going, it was raining outside, rolling hills and vineyards all around us. That you just can't do
classic.
On your own.
Classic Sonoma.
Mm-hmm.
It
classic
is. And
yeah.
that was the idea again when we started. We love this lifestyle so much, we want to share it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just about going to
yeah.
you know
mm-hmm.
bars on the Castro. The gay lifestyle is not just about that, but wine country lifestyle is getting together with friends, spending an afternoon drinking wine and having great food, and really, I mean, it's luxury living, and that's
yeah,
what
and
we want everybody
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and we want to open up wine country. We really would love to make wine country be one of the destination spots for our community.
Mm-hmm.
That's really one of
and
our
the
goals.
Hamptons and Fire Island and. South Florida, and there's no reason we can't have here. We're just right outside San Francisco.
Right.
We're 45 minutes from the bridge.
Yeah. And it's
so
all here.
And you're focusing primarily in Sonoma right now. Do you do anything in Napa specifically? Or
We actually just did in March. We actually took over the Napa Valley wine train mm-hmm. called the Big Gay Train. And we brought along 6 gay winemakers from our wine country.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a winemaker dinner. And it was
amazing.
Took a life unto its own. You know, all the LGBT sites picked it up, and then from there it went mainstream. The Wall Street Journal wrote it, the San
oh, wow.
Francisco Chronicle,
and then
it sold out, and we had about 150 people on a wait list to get on the train.
Wow.
And it was amazing. We had two guys from Milwaukee who were there, who they had just gone onto the Napa Valley Wine Train website, saw this thing that said the Big Gay Train, clicked on it, and was like, what's this? And they didn't think anybody would be there. They were 10 people. So they were amazed that there were almost 200 gays on train. 200 gays on a train.
Imagine that.
You know, what was
a gay train.
It was. It was. It was a big gay train.
It was a big gay train.
And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And it was a really beautiful cross-section of people, gay men and women from, you know, not only our one country, but across the country.
Sure. You know, I think what really gives us a little bit back to your question about sort of uniqueness, this event on the wine train was the first time, I think, we reached out to gay winemakers that we know. They've never been asked to do a gay winemaker dinner. Mm-hmm. And they always are at normal events or straight events, whatever. And they're still, it's an agricultural business. They're still just a little bit in the closet. They don't talk about it. And for us to be able to do an event where everybody could completely be themselves, the guests absolutely love it because they've never been to a gay winemaker dinner either. And the winemakers could truly be themselves. And it was really, really special. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we bring. We have events during the year. We do tours and we'll do things and go to like barrel tasting with gay winemakers and go up on the hill. It doesn't always center around being gay. We have friends at, you know, places like Kundi where we go on. We were the first tour, I think, on their mountaintop tour.
Yeah,
they opened up. We brought some gay travel writers from IGLTA last year. Mm-hmm. And so people are reaching out to us. And it's been a very, very heartwarming.
Yeah.
So give us the details on Gay Wine Weekend coming up.
So Gay Wine Weekend is coming up on June 17th, 18th, and 19th. And it starts with, there's a VIP reception we have at our Sonoma Community Center. We're going to have a gay night of comedy and song with Judy Tenuta is our headliner. Katya Smirnoff Sky, a fabulous drag queen from San Francisco who will be emceeing the night. Dave Carricker, Scott Silverman, Janine Brito will all be performing.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And also that's going to be part of the portion of that evening. We'll support the Sonoma Community Center. Uh-huh. Then Saturday night at Atwood Ranch in Glen Ellen is the signature event of the weekend, the Twilight Tea Dance, with a portion of proceeds going to Face-to-Face, the Sonoma County AIDS Network. Then the finale is the Big Gay Brunch, which will be at
an
end wine auction.
There's always another big gay thing.
Right, which will be at Eldorado Kitchen in Sonoma. And that will have a live wine auction involved with it, where 100% of the proceeds will benefit Face to Face for that.
Right, and our both being part of the community, the wine country community, and the gay community here is we really believe and have built into our model supporting and giving back to organizations here.
Absolutely.
So, Gay Wine Weekend now, these two events support Face to Face. The Big Gay Train was a benefit for Queen of the Valley AIDS care unit. You know, so we really think it's important to do that, and that helps the community and everyone. So it's awesome.
Can you purchase advance tickets?
You can purchase advance tickets, actually,
absolutely,
on our website.
Absolutely. We wouldn't stop you.
outinthevineyard.com. And you can also go directly at gaywineweekend.com. VIP for Twilight Tea Dance have sold out. Already, regular general admission are available. You can still get access to VIP with the all access VIP weekend pass, which includes all five events. We have tickets set aside for that for VIP for Twilight Tea Dance.
So if we go on the website, we can find out all the prices and how to go about
Absolutely, yes. Everything is there for you, spelled out. And as I said, it's www.outinthevineyard.com or www.gaywineweekend.com.
Are you on Facebook, too?
Absolutely. Out in the Vineyard. Please be our friend on Facebook.
And on Twitter,
it's Out in Vineyard.
Out in Vineyard.
Out in Vineyard on Twitter.
And then I understand that we've got wine weekend tickets for part of our KRCB pledge.
Yes, come on, pledge away, pledge away.
Tell us what the pledge will get.
We are doing two tickets to the Twilight Tea Dance. Mm-hmm.
And they can be yours for $12 a month. That's just $120 for the year. And you also get a certificate for TaylorMade Coffee and two CDs. Nice.
Oh,
awesome. That's a great opportunity.
Yeah. We like it.
So we're waiting for telephone lines to
we need people to
be buzzing here.
707-584-2020 or online at
krcb.org.
Come on,
and mention Outbeat Salon.
Pledge away. We're happy to be a part of it, and let's raise some money to keep this radio station going.
Yes, please. We
absolutely.
And thank you, both Gary and
Mark. Thank you, Michaela.
Happy to have you here this evening.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. We're going to have a little musical break here. This is a new disc by Sarah Grace. It's called Requited. This is Build Me Up.
We're back. Isn't it fun having all these people here in the studio?
It really is. And we're waiting for Mary Agnenberg. who is heading this way from Guerneville, but I'm afraid she hit traffic or something. So we will give you a few of our last 12 minutes to call KRCB to support KRCB and public radio and shows like Outbeat Radio and all the Outbeat Radio shows. Outbeat Collage, Outbeat Now, Living Proof, The Sunny Side, and our Crazy Fifth Sunday.
The Crazy Fifth Sunday, that...
Which is like the roll the dice.
It has yet to find its own identity, but we're working on that.
Right. So you can become a member for just $40, and you get a coupon for a 10-ounce can of coffee from TaylorMade Coffee. For $5 a month, just $60 a year, they take it right out of your credit card, off your credit card. You get that certificate, and you get a choice of one of the following CDs. They're new CDs by these incredible artists. Paul Simon, So Beautiful or So What? Alison Krauss, Paper Airplane. Emmylou Harris, Hard Bargain. And K.D. Lang, Sing It Loud.
Have you heard K.D. Lang's new song?
I have.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And this is the one that she has produced on her own, I understand.
Right. She's the voice.
She is. She is the voice.
And for $7 a month, just $84 a year in one lump sum, or again, they'll take $7 a month out of your account, checking account or credit card account, you get that certificate of TaylorMade Coffee. And one of the following, a KRCB t-shirt, 6 heirloom tomato plants from OAEC, Occidental Arts and Ecology Center, I think.
That's impressive.
That's pretty, well, I live there at the river, so. Or 2 tickets for the Pride Dance on June 4th.
And that's fresh.
And that's fresh that Lori Z was talking about. Yes, yes. Get on the guest list. And you can attend after Pride Comedy Night's show if you have tickets for that. And for $120 annually or $12 a month, you get those amazing tickets, which are worth $75 each, for Out in the Vineyard's Twilight Tea Dance on June 18th. So there's almost a full month of Pride stuff happening in Sonoma County this year, which is excellent. And thank you to everyone on the Pride Sonoma County Pride Planning Committee and the great guys at Out in the Vineyard for planning all of these events. And KRCB is really important to the LGBT community and vice versa. We are thrilled that we're given this opportunity every week to produce a show and to chat about what's happening in the LGBT community. So this is the time of year we are asking for your support. So give us a call at 707-584-2020 or go to krcb.org.
And mention also gaysonoma.com, which is the online resource for LGBT news here in the North Bay.
Yes.
Covering pretty much everything from housing to activities to a little politics.
Right. Thanks for that plug.
The music scene. That's okay. It's an important resource. And as is KRCB, they're gracious in allowing us to come in and produce these shows in the name of the LGBT community and also with respect to public radio. This is our voice, and it's community powered, and we depend upon the contributions of people like you who listen to us weekly for your support and to keep us on the air. Like most everything, public radio is hurting a bit these days from contribution lack, and so we're asking that you not only give your ear time, but a little bit of your pocket time as well. Once again, pledges are accepted. Go to krcb.org and or go to the actual website. Oh, that is the actual website, but call us here at 707-584-2020.
Right, and just a few more minutes to get those $75 tickets, a pair of them for Out in the Vineyard's Twilight Tea Dance, which happens June 18th. For pledging just $120 a year, it's $12 a month. You won't even miss it. I don't. We're all members, and we all know how important it is to support public radio. This is your local public radio. We'll take a musical break. another track from Sarah Grace's new release, Requited. This is Angel. Back because our guest is here.
Yay!
Mary, Mary, Mary. We were worried.
Oh, I was worried too. We had a sisters' general meeting tonight. And we were planning Pride at that meeting.
So I'm sure.
Report and little time to do it.
So now we only have a few minutes. Plug. Tell us what's going on.
Well, let's talk about the parade because the parade is going to be fantastic. It's going to have nuns on Vespas supplied by Revolution Moto, and it's going to have Brigadier General Keith Kerr as our Grand Marshal, and he's been one of the major out members of the military, former members of the military, and he's our Grand Marshal. They have a color guard. He'll be followed by guys on motorcycles. the San Francisco Lesbian and Gay Freedom Band will be there.
Excellent.
That'll be followed by the celebration at the Willows. We're going to have our theme is Gay Syrah.
Willows.
Sorry. Well, it used to be the Willows.
I know.
Which is now Guerneville Lodge on the river, grassy lawns. But we'll have Pride in Wine Country, a wine terrace. We have 10 wineries that are going to be pouring, and our theme is Gay Syrah, Syrah, with Syrah spelled like the varietal. And it's going to be fantastic. The lineup, Coyote Grace, a Sonoma County favorite. The Dudleys from Coffee TV 20 will be there doing their surfer music. It's just going to be fun.
It's going to be super fun.
All this in Little Guerneville.
Yes, it should be
big
full
gay
on.
Day in Greenville.
It'll be
right.
full on
it's
that day.
It's always a big gay day in Greenville. But talk about who will be emceeing.
Emceeing the parade is Sister Barbie Mitzvah and Sister Savior Applause. And then emceeing at the celebration itself will be the wonderful Pippi Lovestocking, a San Francisco favorite, amazing drag queen who's ever so funny.
And what's the new and exciting thing that's happening this special radical fairy freedom village?
Oh. Yes, we have one whole area that is going to be visually private where the radical fairies will gather and frolic. And Sister Donna Matrix is the hostess of that particular area. And it should be, I don't know what they do when they're, you know, off together, but it sounds like fun.
Mary, Sister Scarlet, Fast and Furious. One more thing
is that this year there is still time to advertise in our program, which has been sponsored by Fountain Grove LGBT Retirement Center. And ads are excruciatingly cheap at $80 to $250.
Great.
Full color glossy.
Excellent, excellent. There's still time to call 707-584-2020 to become a member and to support KRCB Public Radio for $120 annually, $12 a month. You can get those two tickets worth $75 each to Out in the Vineyard's Twilight Tea Dance. For $7 a month, $84 annually, you can get the two tickets for Fresh's Pride Dance June 4th. Next week, join Jeff Basham and Greg Moralia for Outbeat Now. We'll be back June 15th, which is odd, next month, and talk quickly about our guests, Michaela.
We'll have two guest artists, Bill Shelley and a friend of ours, Corrine, both who are Sonoma County artists, longtime established, and we'll talk a lot about the whole creative process and about being out as an artist here in Sonoma County.
Great. And we want to thank all of our guests, Sister Scarlet, who's going to get a new tag, Mart Vogel, Gary Saperstein, and Lori Z from Fresh. This is Outbeat Radio, Outbeat Collage. Good night.